Good morning and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in central Cardiff on Sunday the 5th of July, or as we like to call it, the fourth Sunday after Trinity. My name's Sarah and I'm the vicar here at St John's. You might like to do what several people are doing already, which is to post your first name and your location in the comments on YouTube or on Facebook as a visible sign of your presence here with us this morning. If you prefer not to do that, it's still absolutely lovely to have you with us, and you are blessing us by being here today. Once again, a very special welcome to you if you are listening on the phone. Several people do, and that is growing each week. So hello to Troy, hello to Ruthie, Dorothy, Marion, Oswald, to Olwena, to Bibi, Iris, Janet, Gwyneth, and of course, Brian and Christabel. Lovely to have you with us on the phone. Today's service will last for around 15 minutes, and we do hope that you will enjoy being part of the St John's community and having time together with God today. So, how are you? How heavy are the burdens that you carry? Sometimes we have one large burden which can be hard to bear. At other times, there are many small burdens which don't seem quite so heavy, but when added together, are enough to put us under great strain. In today's service, we'll explore our burdens and maybe how to lighten the load a little, along with chapter 11 of St. Matthew's Gospel. It's good to have you with us. Wherever you live, whoever you are, you're welcome here. If you can, please do stay to the end of the service when I'll be sharing some new photos of members of our community and some photos taken at Lorna's priesting last weekend. So, who do we have here with us this morning? Lovely to see the messages coming through as the intro video rolls. So Mary, good morning everyone from Frome. Quite so. It's fabulous that we have a cluster of people from Frome who take part in this service. So good morning to you, and good morning indeed to Bill and Peggy, who I know come from that area as well. Our good friends, St. Illtyd's Church. Chris, hi, lovely to have you with us this morning. Georgie, loving that new photo of yours, I think, on your profile. Looks new anyway. Georgie, good morning to you. Borodar, Richard, and John from France. Bonjour, I guess I should say. Will, hello. Lovely to have you with us as ever. Kathy from St. Edward's, our good friends in St. Edward's. We do hope that your church opening went well last week. You have been in our thoughts and prayers for sure. Good morning to Julie in Gloucester. Lovely to have you with us. Lorna, good morning to you. Peggy and Bill are watching indeed, and more than that, taking part in it. Georgia, lovely to have you with us this morning. Lottie, good morning, and looking forward to hearing you read the collect for us today. Tayo, Janie, Chris from the Vale of Glamorgan, good morning to you. Borodar, Laura, Borodar, Bell, joining us from Riverside. Hope your morning is good. Maz, Borodar from Stuart in Lanishan, via Ebu Vale, managing the technology at last. Score, well done. Great to have you with us. Visible. You've been with us before, I know. Kerri-Anne, good morning to you from Barry on a lovely sunny but windy day. Yep, that's true. Great that you would join us. Mark and Freya, good morning. Anne, lovely to have you here from the Bay. Emma, good morning to you. Tayo, Kate in Herefordshire. Hi, it's great to have you here. Leviathan, which of course is Flavia. Good morning to you, Flavia. Still loving that photo in our intro video. Rachel, good morning to you. Great to have you back visible. And Louise, yes, morning from your favourite city. Guess you're still with us in Cardiff, which is terrific. So Bipin, good morning. Alison, hello to you and your family. Amanda, just great to have you with us. It really is. And loving your photo too in our intro video. Good morning, LCJ Thomas. Great that you could join us. Ruth, our church warden, hello, good morning to you. And Andrew, it is lovely to see you. So to all of you who have been mentioned, to those of you who haven't put your name in, that's just fine. It's great to have you with us. So we come together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are now in the presence of God and of each other, and we are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember in silence the times when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's collect is read for us by Lottie.
O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we finally lose not the things eternal. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
Today's reading is taken from chapter 11 of St. Matthew's Gospel. It starts at verse 16 and it's read for us this morning by Evan.
Jesus said to the crowds, "But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
And here's Lorna with her address for today.
In virus-dominated times, perhaps you, like me, have days when it's all too much to bear. You may be at work, feeling close to burnout. You may be at home, overloaded with burdens from the expectations and needs of others. Or you may be an Olympic champion at demanding perfection of yourself. Whatever your circumstances, perhaps you are carrying a load that is far too heavy for you. Well, today's text offers some help. A yoke was part of the harness of a pair of working animals, a team. And I think what Jesus is saying is, let's share a yoke. Let's pull together. The yoke he offers is not oppressive or damaging. This yoke is tailor-made for those who are childlike in heart, so they can follow without fear and serve without strain. When children are tired and overwhelmed, they know how to ask for help. I wonder, do we? Our kind Creator God made us and knows exactly how we tick. Jesus, our brother, has experienced all of human life. And the Spirit delights to give us gifts that empower us. So here's an idea of how to ask for help. As we breathe out, could we imagine breathing out into God something of how we feel? And as we breathe in, could we imagine breathing in something of God's resources? The Message paraphrase of Jesus' invite goes like this. Are you worn out? Come to me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Friends, may we all go gently into this coming week, accepting the help and companionship of Jesus to live it. Amen.
And so we come now to our time of intercession, where we pray for the things that are on our heart. So if you have anyone or anything which you would like us to pray for, please do put it in the comments on Facebook or YouTube. And if you do that, we'll try and pray for it in real time. While we're doing that and preparing to ask these things of God, here's a reminder of our phone line service. Hello, do you know someone who doesn't have access to the internet but who would like to hear our Sunday service? Well, St John's has put its 10 o'clock Sunday service at the end of a phone line. All you have to do from 11 o'clock each Sunday is to ring a local Cardiff number, and for the price of a local call, you'll hear the entire service. The number is 02920 101 565. That's 02920 101 565. And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. So, O Lord, we bring before you the needs of our world and the cries of our hearts. We pray for Jackie, who is struggling at this time. We pray for all those who struggle with the burden of mental health issues, and for their burdens to be lifted. Alison asks us to pray for the people in Leicester as they endure the first UK local lockdown. We continue to pray, along with our good friends from St Illtyd's Church, for Anne, and for Anne to help them deal with the problems they face. We join our prayers with Glenys as we hold before God a friend of hers, Paul, who is suffering at this time. we hold before God Dominic, who has recently undergone major liver surgery. We pray for all those who are concerned about the COVID-19 situation, who maybe are scared or apprehensive about going out and meeting people when they are not yet ready. And we pray with Lorna for a successful vaccine for the virus to be found speedily. We think of other places affected by COVID-19, and especially Bradford and Barnsley. And with Kerry-Anne, we hold before God all those in the arts who are having difficult and terrible times with job losses, lost incomes, lost present and lost future. Let us pray for anyone who feels lonely or apprehensive today. And with Emma, we pray for her great aunt Kathleen, who died in her sleep this week. We commend her and all who have died into God's loving arms. We thank you, O Lord, for this community, for everything we share, for our knowledge of our love for one another, for the world, and for you, O God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And let us say the Lord's Prayer in its older form together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. And if you've enjoyed being with us, please do tell a friend and invite them to see the service online or to listen on the phone. The easiest way to do it online is to share our Facebook post on your timeline, or as Georgie does, simply tag the person you wish to invite. As you know, each Monday, a member of our community lets us know about their favourite hymn or worship song. Frankly, it's a hard thing to do. How do you just pick one? Anyway, this week, our church warden, Ruth, has been brave enough and will give us her favourite. So do visit our Facebook page or YouTube channel tomorrow to find out what Ruth has chosen for us. Last week, Lorna was priested in Llandaff Cathedral. And so it gives me great pleasure to say, here is Lorna with God's blessing for us all.
The God of all grace, who called you by his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
I'd like to thank Lottie for reading the collect for us this morning. That's Lottie's first time in our live stream service. It's lovely also to have had our other church warden, Evan, read the gospel today. Thank you too for everyone who reads for us over the weeks. Your contribution is invaluable. And over the next few weeks, We've got quite a few people who will be making their first contribution in the live stream. So please do join us next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We'll close today with some photos of Lorna's priesting. But first, here's some photos of Glenys and Bethan and Janie and Josh. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Jew Bendithiog, he.